Blog Talk Radio.
He is the last of his kind. All that remains of a once powerful nation. Some think he is a myth. Some believe he is the chosen one, who will bring balance to a world at war. And some will stop at nothing to destroy him.
Welcome, Moors to Moorish Talk Live 100. I'm your host, Tahaka Amana El Bay, and this evening's broadcast will be relationships, Moorish men and Moorish women. We're going to deal with this thing by asking the following questions. What kind of relationship should Moors have with each other? What about disagreements? What about money? What about single Moorish men and women? What about sex between the Moors? How do Moorish men and women get married? What about divorce and children? What about selecting the right mate? These questions and more will be answered this evening as we delve into this thing. But first thing I want to mention is this evening we're giving away our free articles, The 14th Amendment Exposed, as well as The Commerce Game. And just hit me up by email. Just hit me on tahaka99@yahoo.com. That's T-A-R-H-A-K-A. 99@yahoo.com, and I'll send those to you as an email attachment. That's The Commerce Game and How to Play and The 14th Amendment Exposed. Also, I would like to mention that we have created one of the most comprehensive libraries inside the United States, and we're making that available to you, and the only way to access that is simply by contacting me at area code 904-303-9061. There's tons of information in there, plenty of audio, video. There's information on your contract law. There's information on your birth certificate and your executive estate. All the materials that you need to activate that is there. Information on the Moorish American National Government is in there, but you can also get that from SevenSealsPublications.com, where we have the whole site there. And MoorishAmericanGov.org, where you can sign up, do your registration, and all that stuff. Now, also in this library, we want to make sure that you understand that this is an online library, and we make sure that you have this in your possession. This is designed for us, and it is something that you can use and your children can use for whatever projects they may have. All of the background information on your culture and story on this landmass, and including the Americas and surrounding islands. Your story, your history is in that library, as well as what you've done in other parts of the world and where you were around the world. That information is there as well. Everything on past leaders inside the United States and our historical references is there. Information on science, you name it, it's there. And also, I want to let you know that this evening we're going to be going into detail, and it may be a good idea if you have your paper and pencil handy this evening. We're going to be dealing with two different books. One book is called The Handbook of Chinese Astrology by Theodora Lau. That's spelled T-H-E-O-D-O-R-A, and then Lau, L-A-U. We'll also be dealing with The New Astrology by Suzanne White. That's The New Astrology by Suzanne White, S-U-Z-A-N-N-E, and then White, W-H-I-T-E. And I just thought I'd bring that information out because this is something that was a gift by the Moors to other people in other lands around the world. This was part of their teachings, a part of their Moorish science to deal with astronomy, astrology, mathematics, you name it. This stuff belonged to the Moors. But here today we have this scaled down version of this information, and I'm going to give it to you so that you can use some of it. Now, I don't have all of the materials that you need to consider. We won't deal with the astronomy part today. A little bit we will. But most of it we're going to deal with this zodiac and how to recognize certain things and how to use certain things to better your circumstances when it comes to relationships. Now, one thing that we have to understand when it comes to relationship that the movements of the planets does have a direct bearing on your relationships, on your attitudes and things of these natures. And we have to recognize this. This is an exact science, just like mathematics, science, nature, and everything else. But a lot of people discard that for various reasons. But I want to let you know this was something that the Moors did do. And they did use. Evidence of it is all over the earth. And there are people from other nations around the world that use this stuff in accomplishing different things. So I just want to make sure that we understand what we're dealing with. Now, let's deal with the first question. What kind of relationship should Moors have with each other? Well, I'm going to answer that flat out, straight out. The Moors should always have a positive, uplifting, and helpful relationship with one another. And that is if they are married, if one person is living in California, if another one is living in Florida, it doesn't really matter. If you're communicating with one another, you always want to try to have something nice and uplifting and helpful to say to one another because we want to be different. It's time for us to unite. It's time for us to treat one another like brothers and sisters, and this is the way that we should do. So to answer that question, we should have a positive relationship with each other always and try to refrain from any bashing each other. If we don't have anything good to say, let's try not to say anything at all. I know sometimes things get kind of rough with you or what have you, but let's see if we can use something a little bit differently. We don't want the world to know that we're fighting. Okay, we want to do better. We want to present a whole different outlook to the world. And that goes with your disagreements. If you have a disagreement with your brother, let's find what you can agree on. Let's come up with something that you can agree on. If you disagree with the subject, there's no need for you to fall out with one another. Let's just find something that you can discuss that you can agree on. Now, the reason I decided to do this broadcast because previously we have done broadcasts about your birth certificate and your executive estate, and that's a major power for you in dealing with contract law and commerce because now we're talking about accumulating things. We're talking about getting in a position where we can ease some of the pressure on ourselves from our bills and bill collectors and debt collectors and all these people. And dealing with the courts and the sheriff department, even though we have been told to stay out of there, but if we find our way in there some kind of hook or crook way, we want to make sure that we are able to defend ourselves. So I wanted to lay some things out, as I've told you in the previous broadcast. Now, if a Moorish man and Moorish woman is married, if you are married, then the husband is the executor of the state, and the wife comes under under his estate. However, if she's widowed, divorced, or what have you, she can operate as the executrix of her own estate. Children in the relationship can only exercise their executive ship of their own estate once they reach the age of 21, or if they get married before age 21, then they can do it. But otherwise, they would have to wait and until they're 21. The mother and father is the executors of their office until they become of age in that area. So I want to make sure that even if we get our hands on some wealth, there is no need for us to mistreat one another or separate from one another. And so I just thought I'd do this here and get that information out there to you. When it comes to sex in relationship, a Moorish man, he has good sense. Most brothers that I talk to that are Moorish, if a man has come to the point in his life, and a woman has come to a point in their life where they're concerned about their identity, and they're looking at their culture and their story, and they're becoming conscious. Well, they want to become conscious in every aspect of life. When you meet a woman, and you want to deal with her, first off, from the shoulders up. Okay, you want to communicate with one another, get to know one another from the shoulders up. The same thing with the man, from the shoulders up. What's in his head? What's coming out of his mouth? What is he talking about? You know, how can we make progress? Because unity and progress is something that we should concentrate on and put at the forefront of our lives. And we cannot have a situation where one is going in one direction and the other is going in the other direction. You're not going to get anywhere like that. That's just like a car stuck in mud spinning its tires. But if both of you all are on the same page, or if you can communicate with one another and get to the same page about what you're doing and what your goals are and what your plans are in life, and make all the necessary adjustments, then you can make what's called progress, because that's what it's all about. If a man and a woman come together, they are a team, and they want to continue to stay in the process of accomplishment. Now, that is the only time true happiness is possible, when you're in the process of accomplishment. And when it comes to the sex between the Moors, that is something that is natural. We spend less time having sexual encounters than we do anything else in this life. So even though it is a very, very powerful emotion, but the desire, out of all the major desires, the number one desire that is greater than the sex urge is the desire to be important. So if we put importance on the relationship in the beginning, by dealing with each other from the neck up, because we, you know, if we love one another, we are kind to one another, and we think we ought to come together sexually, well, that'll take its place. But the first thing that we should do is deal with one another from the shoulders up. Okay? Now, that's what I wanted to put out there about that involving the men and women. Now, before I get to the question about divorce and children, let's talk about marriage. How do the Moors get married? Because I've had several people contact me in asking that question, and I said, well, I'm going to add that into my broadcast, so get that out of there. I have one friend out in Arizona, and she informed me that she would be getting married, and she's going to get married according to the instruction that we laid out. The first thing that you have to understand is when a man and a woman come together and they get ready to get married, usually what we've been led to believe is that the first thing we want to do is we want to go down there in the downtown, and we want to get a blood test, and then we want to get the preacher and get all of these people in our business. Okay, and then the documents are signed and it's registered with the court. Now, if there's a problem, if you two married the wrong two people and all of this stuff, and you end up in the divorce court, guess what? You got to pay people that didn't have nothing to do with the marriage in the first place. But now, if you got together and you decide you're going to get married, what you should do is go ahead on and write up your vows and pick your place to get married, and he'll go and gather his family members and explain to them how you all are going to do this. And she'll go and get her family members and explain to them how they're going to do it. And get you a book for everybody from both sides of the family to come to the wedding. And put their name on the book. Make sure they write their name as well as print. And you might want to put some a little space there for some contact information there for them. And you go ahead and exchange vows with one another and declare yourselves husband and wife. You don't need a preacher. You don't need the courts. You don't need the sheriff. You don't need anybody else that's involved because you are Moorish and your nationality is Moorish American, and you spend a great deal of time studying about yourself and learning, and that's what Moors do. So why would you, with this kind of intelligence, why would you go and put all these other people in your business and all that stuff? That's unnecessary. So that's how you do that. You get both sides of the family, and the reason they're signing the book is to be witnesses. Now, if anybody got a problem and want to say, well, you don't have any records in our system, so we can't view you as husband and wife. There ain't no problem. You might have a couple of hundred witnesses that would testify otherwise. Okay? So go ahead and get everybody's name and information on the book there. Go ahead and pronounce yourselves husband and wife and act like you're husband and wife. Okay? That's how you do that. And you take care of one another. And you support one another, edify one another, communicate with one another. And when your children come along, make a record of that and instill the proper teachings in them so when they grow up, they won't depart from that. Okay? So that's how to do that. Now, what about selecting the right mate? Okay, that's very, very important. And I'm going to give you some information here, and I hope you got your pens and paper handy. We're going to go directly over here, and I want you to understand some things about each and every one of us. Each one of us have what's called a compatibility circle. And we're going to go right straight in here in Theodora Lyle's book here. And we're going to deal with the compatibility circle. Now, in this compatibility circle, you got 12 animals that govern the 12 signs of this zodiac. And keep in mind that you got the what we call the East and the West. Now, over here in the West, we deal with the month of your birth. But now the Chinese deal with the year of your birth and the time of day of your birth. But when you put both together, then you have a more clear and concise object to deal from when you are selecting a mate. Because what you want to do is you want to get to make sure that you are as compatible as you possibly can be. Okay? Now, the 12 signs that they have listed here, starting from the top, going around clockwise, you have rat, you have ox, you have tiger, you have cat, you have dragon, you have snake, you have horse, you have sheep or goat, you have monkey, you have rooster, and you have dog, and you have pig or boar. Okay, now, in this compatibility circle, everybody has a compatible circle, and you have a person inside that compatibility circle that you are incompatible with. Okay, for instance, you got people who are born in cat years, or what they call rabbit years, who are incompatible with people who are born in rabbit years. You got people who are born in snake years that are incompatible with people who are born in pig years. And the list goes on and on and on. So that's why I'm telling you these books, you can get this information. And you can study this and learn how to use this effectively. Now, this comes in not only in between relationships between men and women, but if you're doing business with people, or if you're trying to get something going, you know, association, a group, or organization, it's very, very important if you look at this information and so that you will know what you're dealing with. And keep in mind, the movements of the planets in the astrological world also plays a part in that, but we won't be able to get into detail in that this evening. But we will deal with the signs of the zodiac, so you can have catch a glimpse of what we're trying to get to you this evening. Okay? All right. Now, we're going to do a couple of these. And the first one that I'm going to deal with here is we're going to put both East and West together. And we're going to go in here, and we're going to go in the front part of Suzanne White's book, The New Astrology. And we're going to, I'll do me. Okay, I was born in 1953. That is the year of the snake, July the 8th, 1953, the snake year. Now, snakes are compatible with two signs. That is the ox, and that's the rooster. Now, these ox and roosters are the yearly signs. But the monthly signs will have to be Taurus, ox or rooster, Pisces, ox or rooster, and Virgo, ox or rooster. Okay? These are the signs over here for me. So now this is a compatible circle that I'm involved with. Now, keep in mind, I've told you, I already got 12 other signs. Okay, now, looking here, if I was born in 1953, older match for me would have been born in 1949, and that's the ox. Now, the rooster would have been born in 1945. Now, the younger woman, rooster, she'd be born in 1957, and the ox was born in 1961. So, this is laid out for you in this book, so it's easy for you to get your numbers right, because numbers don't lie. And you will discover, if you use this particular science in choosing a mate or someone that you're going to be dating or whatever, you're going to have much more compatibility, be more like a hand in glove. Now, also, I mentioned about the time of day. That's very, very important as well. We want to make sure that we understand that. And the same 12 animals govern the hours of your birth. Okay? So when you put these things together and you study this information, it's just like any other information. Once you learn it, you know how to use it correctly. So what happens with compatible people, they are usually drawn to one another automatically. They get along with one another. You can have I got a man that had 9 brothers. Okay, now, out of all 9 of these brothers, you have 2 of the brothers that hang out with each other, communicate with each other. One move out of town, the other move out of town. Move where he moves at. Then you got the other set of brothers, 2 more of them get along. That's different from the first 2. Yet they're all brothers, but they're drawn to one another, and they get along with one another in pairs. It's amazing how that works. But we discover after examination that they paired off in compatibility, and that's why they got along so well. Okay? Now, you discover that when you deal with people that you're incompatible with, then you have friction. You can't understand it, can't figure it out well. I like him, or I like her, and we get along good for a couple of months, and all of a sudden, boom, we don't, something happened. We always have an argument. Well, you might need to check your math on this thing. Check it out and see what you're dealing with. Find out who you're dealing with, you know, and so you might discover some things, okay? Now, I know that people who are compatible, that doesn't mean that they're not going to have disagreements at one time or another. But they're not going to be major upheavals where we got to throw each other away, or I got to put you in jail, or I got to hurt you, I got to injure you, I got to beat you up, and all of that. No, that don't, I don't know anything about that. I know from examining this stuff, and I've been dealing with this for the past 15, 20 years, and I've never seen it fail. And I've always asked people about the a lot of times about their mates and stuff, and I always find out there's a tremendous amount of compatibility there, especially if they've been together a long time, and especially if I see them never having any fights, never having any rules, or if they is fighting, they don't let you know it, and so when they stay together a long time, so it's very, very important. I've always used it very, very effectively in my life, and especially in dealing with people in business and dealing with the opposite sex. And so I just wanted to point that out to you. Now, we'll do a couple more others of these here, and we'll say now, let's take a look here. Let's see what we got. We'll go over here, and we'll deal with the mate section. Okay. All right. So in my compatibility circle, there's snakes, ox, and roosters. Those are the three over there in that area. Now, people who are born, let's see, people who are born in dragon years. Okay, if you're born in the year of the dragon, your compatibility circle will be people born in rat years and people born in monkey years. Okay, that's your compatibility circle. And keep in mind, you're going to have to deal with the Western signs involving that. And but people born in monkey years, they don't get along with people born in tiger years. That's the 360-degree conflict circle person right there. You have your biggest conflicts with people born in these years. And keep in mind, I've already told you that this is a science, and it was once delivered by the Moors. Okay? I would say this information was taken around the world, and undoubtedly was given to Chinese. If you notice, when the Chinese parade comes along, every year there's a new animal, and it usually between January and February that the new Chinese year comes in. And if you watch the Chinese parade, they will always tell you what year is coming in. They're bringing in the new year, and that's the animal that rules that particular year. Okay, and this is something that we need to pay attention to, especially if we are single. If you're single, brothers, if you're single, first of all, we've already given you the formula in previous broadcasts. You know, the first thing you got to do is get the power, and of course, knowledge is power. The second thing you want to concentrate on is getting the money, and then of course, the third thing you want to concentrate on is getting the girl. You want to do them in that order. First, you get the power, then you get the money, and then you get the girl. If you do not have a job, if you're going to get a job working for another man, keep in mind the only reason why you're there is to acquire seed capital so you can open up your own company. You don't go get a job to buy rims to put on your car. Don't do that. The first thing you want to ask when you get a job is how much overtime available, because you're on a mission. Okay? You're on a mission because you're going to invest in the power. You're going to go ahead and get the knowledge and the books and stuff, and you want to learn everything you can learn about yourself. Now, and that's very, very important if you learn everything you can about yourself and your culture and your story. So when you do meet a wife, you have something positive to talk to her about. You have something that you can bring to the table that she really needs to know about and really needs to consider. Because for many, many years inside this country, we've been labeled as Negroes, Coloreds, and Blacks, people without a nationality, without citizens and all that. So that should be a priority. Get that straight first. So that's your primary investment right there. You want to invest in the power. As a result of getting the power, then you want to start putting the money aside. You want to prove to yourself beyond any shadow of a doubt that you are qualified to take care of yourself. Now, if you have qualified with your own self to take care of yourself and prove that to yourself beyond any shadow of a doubt, then that automatically is going to put you in position to take responsibility for a woman and your children. Okay? That's how we want to do that. Now, we've laid out how to get married so we don't have to worry about recall from the courts and the sheriff's department. But at the same time, you want to take care of your mate. So now let's deal with our divorce and children. Now, with the information that I've already given you, it is very, very important that we have to understand that a child, they pay very, very close attention to the parents. And a little girl, she studies her mother all her natural life. And a mother is a first teacher. So if that being the case, then a father has to make sure that there's available resources in the house to have some good information to pass on. That's priority. Every man should have his own library in his house. When you meet your mate for the first time and you invite her over, she comes over, she should see books there. That lets her know, wait a minute, I'm not dealing with an idiot. This man here, he reads. He has a certain amount of intelligence. He's not dumb. Okay? So that makes him much more interested. I got to hang around. I got to learn something from him, find out what he knows. Okay? That's what we want you to do. Okay? Now, once you begin to study the information outlined here, especially in the astrology realm, keep in mind that's to make sure that we have as much compatibility in our life as we possibly can and want to avoid incompatible situations, because we don't benefit from that. That takes away from us. That causes problems for us. So if we have the knowledge in that area, we can recognize what the problem is. We can identify the problem. You know, we got to quit just going on, she looks good, she's shapely, she's pretty, I'm going to go over here and talk to her. No, that's not the way you got to do. Because, see, the first thing you got to deal with, you got to start looking at the sister from the shoulders up. You know, you want to find out what's in her mind, you know, instead of looking at her from the waist down. No, we got to cut that kind of stuff out. And, of course, the Moors don't do that. All right, Moors don't do that. Anyway, I just want to put that out there. And we want to make sure that we understand this. Now I'm going to go on to another set here, because we dealt with the rats and monkeys and the dragons. Let's see who else. And you can look you can go right there on your internet, and you can look at your birth numbers, and you can find out who they are. You can type in Susan White, the new Chinese astrology, and she will give you some brief breakdown information on the stuff that I'm trying to give you here. You can also go to Theodora Lau's website there, and there's information to glean from that, so you can get familiar with this, because this is a very, very effective tool, especially when you are dealing with people, and especially when you're dealing with a man or a woman who's dealing with someone from the opposite sex. Okay? Now, let's see, who else we got here next now? We're going to go over here. All right, so we've been there, and let's move backwards here. Let's see here. Now we are going to deal with, where are you? Come on, here we go, right here. All right, no, we did that one. Okay, we did that one. And now we're going to deal with the cat. Now we got cats, we got goats, and we got pigs. Okay? Now, that is your compatibility circle. These are the three that's going to go the distance with each other, with less upheavals. And people who are born in rooster years don't get along with cats. Okay, so the cat sometimes is labeled as a rabbit, but it's a cat. Their compatibility circle is people born in the goat year, people born in the pig year. But now the 360-degree conflict circle are people who are born in rooster years. Okay, so when you go to Theodora Lau's website, you can glean this information and gather that and be able to use that as a tool, and as an effective tool when coming in contact with people. Then that way you won't waste a whole lot of time trying to force a relationship that's just not working. You know, you get along as long as you're doing this, that, and the other. And then if you're not doing this, that, and the other, well, then she's ready to fight, or he he got arguments. And so you want to check your numbers and keep this and remember that this is a science that was brought down to you or handed down to you by the Moors. The Moors are master astronomers and astrologists and master navigators of the seas. And they learn how the African Moors learn how to chart their coast coming across the oceans by riding the currents, but taking advantage of the movement and placement of the stars and stuff. They knew when to travel and when not to travel. And then we had other people attempting to try to do what the Moors did with a lot of unsuccessful attempts and a lot of lost ships and all this here until they got smart enough not to travel unless they got a Moor on board as a navigator for them. And, of course, we know that the ancient Kemetans would always use the stars and stuff to navigate. And, what the powers that be have led us to believe is that this particular science is somehow evil and wicked and we should not deal with it. But I am not in agreement with that. It has served me well without it's wonderful to know that you have somebody that you can communicate with and you can relax with or being around because you are compatible with. You know each other's habits. You pretty much think the same. You're in agreement more times than not. If one is has a problem, they're always there to help one another. They're helpful. And all these things go along with your compatibility. And I want to spend some time getting that out there to you. And I'm going to do one more of these here. And let's see. And you'll be able to write down your birth numbers and stuff and get there online and check this information out for yourself and so that you will know what your compatibility circle is and what you should be looking for, what numbers you should be looking for, because all these this information is laid out for you. And it's available for you. But most of the time, what we'll do is we'll look at, well, I'm born as a Libra, I'm Aquarius, I'm Scorpio, and I'm going to see what it says for Scorpio today in the astrology. Well, in my opinion, that's not sufficient. It doesn't cover enough information for you to get the detailed information. And so when you get down into real nitty-gritty of study and you master this information, you will discover that you will be able to use this information very effectively when coming in contact with other people. Okay? It doesn't. It won't have anything to do with what you look like and all that. Okay? Now, we look at people born in tiger years. People born in tiger years get along with horses. People born in horses and people born in dog years. Okay? Now, the horse is in a 360-degree conflict circle with people born in rat years. They don't get along. And so let's go forward and let's see what else we got here. And there's a great deal of information. I'm not going to read all of this stuff to you here, but I am encouraging you to examine this this particular science because you will discover that it will benefit you and serve you well. Especially in relationships and stuff that you have. People in ox years, they do not get along with people in goat years. That's a 360-degree conflict circle right there with them. Now, let's deal with let's go back here and deal with the relationship that Moorish men and Moorish women should have with one another. Number one, we have to understand that the basic unit of society is the family unit. And there's been a tremendous attack against the family structure in America against people of African descent in this country. And one of the primary goals that we should have and primary objectives that we should be concentrating on is the refurbishing, reestablishing strong family ties. We should use every tool at our disposal to make this thing happen. Because if the entire family structure of people of African descent broke down in the country, then we're just like a ship without a rudder. So we got to continue to embrace one another, continue to build that family structure, husband and wife and children, and protect one another and shield one another and look out for one another as a family unit, okay? And that's a good, strong bond, and you want to also have a set aside a time period in your relationship. If you're married and you have a wife and children, there should be a time when y'all should sit down and study together and get your paper and pencil out and make sure your kids are right there and they can participate in that too. Because that builds a good, strong, solid foundation for a family to have that thing done. And when you if you're having dinner or what have you, it's time to eat. It may be a good time to have you your family dinner. You might want to discuss finances and stuff in a positive light, of course. And so that's a good time to do that. Opposed to one person sitting to the kitchen table, the other person sitting in the living room, and somebody else sitting somewhere, and everybody spread it out, and then everybody sit together, and as a family, that's very important. We're going to have to work on a lot of things and repair a lot of the damage that we have gone through during this these turbulent times inside the United States of America. Now, sisters and brothers, those of you who are single, I laid out the information for you as far as this astronomy and stuff is concerned. You want to learn that, get these materials, the books that I mentioned is the Handbook of Chinese Horoscopes by Theodore Lau, and another one is The New Astrology by Suzanne White. And you can get familiar with their information by simply going to the website and type this information in. Okay? And so I just wanted to lay that out there for you. Now, when it comes to picking a mate, the first thing that, brothers, you want to do is you want to make sure that you have yourself together, have something to offer your new mate, whether you can where you can get to know one another better, and so you can sit down and have serious conversations, especially if you have gotten the numbers right and you have finally met the person that you are compatible with, and you all are going to decide to date one another until you get to the part whether you want to marry one another. You want to make sure that you have yourself some type of stability. Because the woman, she's going to look at that, and it is something that you want to make sure that you have already previously looked at. If you live alone, you got your home, you make sure there's food there. Find out what she likes. If she likes certain things, put it in there for her. Sure that you're a gentleman. I went into the post office the other day and to check a post office box that I hadn't closed yet. And there was a young lady in there, and I didn't know her. I just passed by her. I spoke good morning, and I went and opened my box. And on the way out, I didn't have anything in there but junk mail. But I stopped up front to thumb through it and then throw it in the trash. But she come around the corner. She says, good morning. I say, good morning. I spoke to you. She said, I know you did. She said, can I get you to help me with these boxes to the car? I said, sure, I don't mind. So I picked up the boxes she had on the counter and walked out with her. And she says, you know, we don't have any gentlemen anymore. The men, they don't open the door for the woman. And she says, I'm married, but my husband says that I don't let him do stuff for me that he wants to do. I don't let him open the door and those things. I said, well, okay. I said, well, She said, so I'm going to let you carry my packages for me. I said, okay. I said, well, if this is helping, I'll go ahead and do that for you. But after it was over with, I thought about it. I said, I haven't been paying that any attention. I said, okay, so a lady still like to be treated like a lady. And being a gentleman, all that's fine. That says something about your character. So we might want to remember that, brothers, those of us who are single, that's out there, the Moorish brothers that are single. And just make sure that, like I was saying, you make sure that you learn some things so that you can have some things to bring to the table. Because anytime you run into somebody and you're new and he's new and she's new and all of this stuff, they want to they're watching you. They want to see, okay, well, I want to see what kind of mannerism this brother got. You know, what's his conversation about? What does he like to talk about? Is he the type of man that every time I come to his house to see him, I got to sit and watch football? You know, what's he doing? What's his topic of conversation? Is he the type of man that he wants to go out to strip clubs? And does he run to the nightclub every weekend? And this kind of stuff. So, and vice versa, fellas, you want to watch that as well, because the Moorish brothers are on the move. The brothers call me all day long. They're trying to learn everything they can about themselves, about the culture, and about their story. And they're on the right track, and they're doing the right thing, because that should be a priority for every man, woman, and inside the United States of African descent, is to try to learn as much about yourself as you can. Everybody on the planet knows about their culture, their story, and their nationality. But we need to, I think we need to do a little bit more ourselves to learn a little bit more about ours, because there's a lot of lies that's been told, that a lot of myths that's being said. And of course, I don't have a problem with it, because I can't wait to tell it. And I tell it to everybody. It don't matter, you know. If I'm out somewhere and I'm out and I'm downtown, around Europeans or whatever, and I hear him tell a lie, I had to straighten that lie. I said, oh, no, wait a minute, hold on, bro. You know, you come on now. No. I can't let you get away with that. I got to put this information out there. And make sure that you have always, if you're going to do that, make sure that you're able to give them something that can verify what you're doing. So, and it's important for you to study your culture and your story, and be able to be communicative with your mate and hold a good, strong conversation. Because I have met ladies that I asked them, sister, what is it that you really, really looking at, man? Well, I'm looking at, if he's well groomed. I'm looking at how he carries himself. I'm looking at how he treats his siblings and friends and his mother. I'm very, very pay close attention to what he says. I'm looking at his top of the conversation, because I want to see what he likes. What's he talking about? What makes him excited? Okay, does he? If he's with me and he's holding a conversation with me, and he's not excited, well, what is it that makes him excited? Is it that when he gets around his buddies, then that's when he really gets excited, when they're talking about sports and stuff of this nature? Okay, now you got to keep in mind that people watch this. They're checking you out. They're looking at trying to find out what makes you tick. What rocks your boat? So me personally, I don't watch sports. I played sports when I was in school. I was good at it, but then eventually I put it down. And I used to watch sports on TV, but then all of a sudden I started realizing, wait a minute, I'm watching sports, but my nation is in shambles. Somebody got to do something about this here. So I started changing. Of course, things are different. do a lot of research in my books and stuff, and then I say, well, this is good, and, I'm touching a lot of people here in the city. I said, well, what about my rest of my brothers and sisters in other parts of the country? And lo and behold, I figured out how to do it. And here I am on Blog Talk Radio, and I talk to you all as much as I can and try to be as helpful as I can to point you in the right direction. And this is what makes me tick. And so this is what I got to get excited about. But if you're coming to me and talk to me about what the Cincinnati Bengals did, you got a wrong man. And I don't want to hear it. Now, and keep in mind, you know, I'm not approved. And if I find myself in a situation where they're playing football, I'm not going to be rude. You know, and I'm not going to try to tell them to cut it off either. You know, I mean, I know how to have a good time and enjoy myself. You know, I can do that. But that's not a priority for me. And I don't like to just sit and watch movies. I don't like that either. That's a waste of my time. And I definitely don't just sit and watch television. Now, I'll read in a minute. That's what I do. So each one of us is different. But if you would find your niche and make sure that if you are single, you're a single man or you're a single woman, and sisters, you had to always remember that the old adage is still true. Way to a man's heart is through his stomach. Brothers like to eat. Now, if you are a good cook and you have learned, you pay attention to mama, pay attention to grandmama, and done what they told you to do and all that right there, that's a big asset. Because y'all may have a disagreement at 4 o'clock. But if he remember that you got to cook at 5 o'clock, and if he don't calm down, you ain't doing it. Then I'm not telling you to do that. I'm just saying, keep in mind that you want to be able to learn how to, because I have met a lot of beautiful sisters. I mean, these sisters are gorgeous. But they didn't know how to cook. And, I asked them, I said, well, you know how to cook? Come on. Well, I could cook some things. I said, nah, that's not what I'm asking. Do you know how to cook? No, I don't know how to cook. Well, anyway, you need to do that. And you need to learn various varieties and stuff and do that. The worst place you could do is, worst thing you can do is not be able to do that, because the brothers like to eat, especially the big brothers. The big brothers that's used to it, that's what they like. You got his attention if you can do that, okay? Okay, now, let's deal with when it comes to divorce among the Moors. All right, now, the Moors don't do divorce. That's a no-no. But you also had to remember that, just like I told you at the outset, you always want to make sure that you examine the compatibility factor. If you are a man and a woman and you have been through several relationships and these relationships didn't work, why don't you go back and examine the numbers? Look at the numbers, and that may give you some insight on why it didn't work out. You'll be surprised at what you may find. And so if you are able to use this effectively, you won't make the same mistakes that you've made in the past. And when you go to engagement, if Moors are having engagements and stuff, or if they're having meetings, if they're having good positive rallies and stuff of this nature, and you are single, your chances of running into other single Moors are greater. In these areas, we're spread out all over the United States, and there's a lot of brothers and sisters that call me from different parts of the country, and they tell me, "Well, I don't have very many Moors here, and I don't know any Moors here." Well, they're there, and sometimes I try to do the best I can in trying to put them in contact with one another, especially if they live in the same city. and that way they'll have somebody to communicate with. Okay? Now, I hope I've shed some light on some things for you. And I just want you make mention one more time that for those of you who are new, we're giving away our free articles, the 14th Amendment Exposed, as well as the Commerce Game. And the way you access that is by simply sending me an email to tahaka99@yahoo.com. That's tahaka99@yahoo.com, and I'll get those to you as an email attachment. Also, once again, congratulations to the brothers and sisters that have gotten hold of the library, and you've made a great deal of progress. The brothers and sisters are calling me, those who have completed their estate letters, and they're prepared to send them on to the next level and stuff. You're doing quite well with that, and I would like to say congratulations to you. And for those of you who would like to access this library, you simply call me, Tahaka, at area code 904-303-9061 before 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we can get you in there. For those of you who are on your social sites, now I've been kicked off of Facebook, and they won't let me. I'm banned for 30 days for befriending people they say that I didn't know. I always thought that if you didn't know someone, you should make an effort to try to get them to know them if you wanted to. So, but anyway, with them, as far as I can see, it is a crime against a company policy. So I've been banned there for 30 days. But if you would send me your friend request to Tahaka Amana L. Bay, I'll go ahead and grant that. That'll give you access to my wall. I've just placed four new articles out there. One of them is on straw man and the history of corporations, and show you where all that came from right here in the United States of America. That information has just been placed on my wall today. And there are three other articles along the same lines of commerce that's been placed there for your reading pleasure. Also, all of my shows are placed there. So you can go there and examine the information I put there. And there are quite a few other people that are placing information there. We have the Hawkins Institute, Tahaka Moorish American Group, and all these groups are there strictly for your educational purposes. Now, we're going to go over this. For those of you who are just tuning in, we're going to go over this marriage thing one more time. The Moors get married the following way. You don't need a preacher. You don't need to. You don't go down signing anything downtown in your city. It don't do that. Go ahead and husband go and notify his family members. The wife go and notify her family members. You get your books so they can both sides can sign these books, and these are your witnesses to the fact that you are exchanging your vows and declaring yourself husband and wife. You can go ahead and dress up if you like. You can get your rings if you like. But no records is to be put into another nation's government and their system or the organization. This is between you, the husband, and you, the wife, go ahead and get your marriage set for yourself. That's how you do that. And we want to divorce question. That's out. We don't want to do that. That causes a serious problem with the children when they have to witness a mother and a father separating. It causes a big strain on the child that causes them a serious problem, and it carries them, especially if they're young children. So if you have a disagreement with one another, you always want to do that away from the children. You don't want to bring that in front of the children, because that impresses upon the children's mind, and it causes them problems in life, and it's a scar that you put on them. So you don't want to do that. So I just thought I'd point it out. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I wanted to bring this information out to you. And don't forget the books that we have bought to you. Today's book was recommended, The Chinese Horoscopes by Theodora Lau, and the new Astrology by Suzanne White. These are very, very effective books, especially when you're dealing with the opposite sex and when you're operating in business or commerce and you're dealing with people. It's to your advantage to know who you're dealing with. not only from a personal standpoint, but from an astrological standpoint. And that way you will have all the information, and you will know what to expect in certain behaviors of people that you're dealing with. It's worked for me for many, many years, and I just thought I would share this with you, this information with you, okay? One more time, we've created one of the most comprehensive libraries inside the United States, and it contains all the information that you need. The information on your birth estate is 43-page manual there for you. There's the sample letters, several letters of sample for you to go by. Step-by-step instructions are there for you. Background information on your culture and your story is more not only around the world, but also in the Americas is right there for you. So the way you access that is simply contact me at area code 904-303-9061. For those of you who are contemplating your nationality, you go to moorishamericangov.org, fill out the little short registration form with your name, address, city, state, and zip code, and your birthday. And but before you click send, go ahead and put your other family members down in the bottom, and go ahead and send that. That puts you on the census with the Moorish American National Government. Also, your national conference calls, you can dial into the conference call 7 days a week. And most of you already know what that number is, but I'm going to go ahead and give you that again. That's, let's see, that's 760 and 569-7100. And the access code is 437-966-pound. You can star 6 your phone to mute and star 6 to speak. Right there, and on Wednesday nights, the Grand National Chairman, Elihu Pleasant Bay, is speaking, and he's teaching on Wednesday nights. And one other thing, I see that a previous broadcast from the Moorish American National Government is being posted right there on YouTube. So you can type in YouTube, Moorish American National Government, and you can go and listen to some of the previous broadcasts that has been posted there for you right there on YouTube. Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we come to the close of an evening. And until next time, I've been your host, Haka Amanayo. My world, you got my head.